212 Voice of the Valley here in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm your host, Dave Bell. 428-9494 is the phone number, 928-428-9494. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a good day. Yes, my voice is all jacked up again because, all right, we got to look at Reed, because whenever we look at Reed, he then turns us on and he listens. So if we all, he's on his phone. He's not looking. He had the sound just a little loud last night at the dinner. So I strained my voice as I tend to do. So yeah, I'm a little scratchy today, but that's okay. That's all right. Let's see real quick. I have to, cause I always share this stuff. Cause I don't know why. I was watching something on TV the other night, and, background music was by a band that I like. It's called Scissor Sisters. Tori might know. She's young enough that no.
I have never heard of Scissor Sisters.
So I have now.
Yeah. I like the band, and I'm like, boy, I haven't listened to them in a long time. I'm going to look up some of their music again and just give it a re-listen. I like this band. And the song was I Don't Feel Like Dancing, but it's not my favorite. My favorite is Take Your Mama. So I'm like, okay, I'll look that up. So I look it up. And then I do what I always do, which is find cover versions of songs that I like, because I like to hear different versions, different interpretations. And I tumbled upon this guy, and now he's my new favorite. I don't think I can say his name properly. He's Danish. Thorbjørn Risager. Or Risager, R-I-S-A-G-E-R, and the Black Tornado. And it's a fusion of blues and rock, and he did a version of this. And I want to stress, Scissor Sisters, very, I wish Vance was here, because Vance knows this band. Very gay-friendly, dance, it's club music, it's upbeat pop, and he's doing a blues version of it. So I'm like, well, I got to find out more about this guy. And I just went down the rabbit hole.
Wow.
And
maybe if we stare at Reed, he'll play it this morning.
All after the sponsor dinner last night?
He won't play.
You went down this rabbit hole?
No, this was right before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right before.
So it was a late night.
I was going to say, yeah.
It was.
Your voice is going and you're tired now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. But I just felt the need to share, because I always like to. All right. First of all, I got Eric and Tori here, not from the SBDC, but from the Chamber of Commerce. I want to stress that.
Yes.
Sure. Yes.
You guys are board members. Thank you. Vance is, as Reed did say, Vance is out pitching tents right now.
That's what I told Reed this morning.
Tori said it. He's putting up tents for Spring Festival. So thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I just like discovering, and Eric, you traveled. How many places were you stationed when you were with the Marines?
Oh, in the Marine Corps, three or four. Furthest away was Okinawa. As a kid, I grew up in Germany. Spent about 10 years there.
There you go. So I just love discovering music from across the world.
Yes.
And every now and then you just tumble upon one, and this was one. Thorbjørn.
The pronunciation was spot on, so great job.
Thank you.
If you could spell it, that'd be incredible.
Well, it's got that O with that funky line through it.
Yeah.
Was it prohibited?
Yeah.
O.
Find that on the keyboard.
Yeah. There is.
It's there somewhere.
Yeah. I like to share that. And I had a friend of mine, he's an ex-reporter, which means he's smarter than me, reach out the other day. And he's like, you know, I need new music. What do you got? And I'm like, okay, well, there's this French band I kind of like. And he goes, all right, I like that. So you just, that's how you discover. That's all I'm saying. How you discover.
That's how
I'm
you do
gonna
it.
I'm going to have to look up Scissor Sisters now.
I will on the way out of here, back to the office.
It's very upbeat, pop, dance club kind of music. It's for very specific situations, you know. If you're feeling down, this is not the music, unless you want to change.
It might help for this weekend.
It might.
Is it something you can clean the house to?
Absolutely.
I mean, right now I'm kind of stuck on Bear in the Big Blue House, you know, the clean up the house song. Yeah.
Really? Mine is, was it Five Little Pumpkins?
Yeah, it's those grandparents things that get stuck in your head.
And we are much more accommodating to them than we were our own children.
Very much.
Yeah, now I have Barney stuck in my head. Thank you. The cleanup song.
Yeah.
I think that was Barney.
Yeah, clean up. Everybody do your share.
It's going to be there all day now. Yep. Maybe we'll have to listen to some Scissor Sisters to clear that out.
All right. So last night was the Chamber's sponsor appreciation dinner for Springfest. Mm-hmm. Very, very well attended. Amazing. Packed.
Yeah. It was. It was great.
Great to see so many of the sponsors there. Because very often, you guys have dealt with enough events, mm-hmm. somebody will give you money because they support the community, but that doesn't mean they necessarily want to be there or anything. They're just supportive.
Right.
But this was a case where everybody kind of showed up.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was one of the best turnouts we've had. Of course, we had a keynote speaker there as well. It probably helped out a little bit, but yeah. We had a great turnout.
All right, I want you to put on your SBDC hats right now.
Let me turn around in the chair. Okay, we're good.
I have been critical of all of our governors, since I have moved to Arizona, and I'm critical of the Illinois governors, too, when I lived there. For one thing, economic development is exclusive to the major metro areas. It's something. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican. And I understand why. That's where the revenue is. That's where the population is. That's where most businesses want to locate. But it just feels like there's a lack of effort for Yuma County, Graham County, Mojave, Coconino. I don't care. Maybe not Coconino because they have NAU. But the rural counties struggle with economic development. The Governor Hobbs was there. She was the keynote speaker, and she talked about all these wonderful new initiatives that are coming. And I'm sitting there thinking, we already do all those things here mm-hmm. in Graham County. She talked about a microloan program.
Right.
That we already have in Graham County.
Eric's on the approval board.
On the board.
Yeah, for that. Talked about scholarships at community colleges. Well, heck, if you're paying to go to EA, it's because you just haven't looked hard enough.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot out there.
There really is. I mean, and EA makes a real big point of that. We'll find a way to get you here. Mm-hmm. I just was surprised. I wasn't surprised. I should say that. She lives in that Maricopa bubble.
And she said that, too. You're right. You know, the great state of Maricopa, and it rural Arizona gets lost in that.
So I get it, but I just... It was funny because she was so proud of those things. And
yeah, I spent the first part of the week up in Maricopa with directors from around the state from the SBDC. But hearing what she had to say last night, interesting. I'll be interested to hear more. So, yeah. You know, that's kind of like laying it out there. Let's see where it goes.
And yes, the fact that she's even considering these things without knowing that we're already doing them.
Right.
Okay, that's a good first step.
Yeah.
And that's the best way. But yeah, economic development, I talked to her afterwards. We got the media got about 5 minutes with her afterwards. And we all asked about that. And she even said it's chicken or the egg. You know, which comes first? Do we put all these things in place and then try to attract people out to your areas? Or do we try to attract all these people to your areas, but then have to put some things in place? So I get it.
Right.
I do, but it still would be nice.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes. And, I mean, unfortunately, the big part of the failure rate for small business comes down to finances. So maybe that will complement what we already have in Greenlee, Gila County.
So am I correct, there's two different microloan programs that are available. The one is that you sit on the board with First Things First.
Local First.
Yeah, First Things First is for early childhood education. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, Local First Arizona, and I think 1AZ is your partner, your financial partner on that?
1AZ is involved, but Community Investments out of Tucson is kind of the
Oh, that's the same
through.
One. Yes. Okay, I thought it was two different ones.
Oh, same.
That's the same one. Okay. That was the one I was going to ask you about, community right. investment in Tucson. I was surprised to hear, just chatting with people, Tucson kind of feeling the exact same thing we are when it comes to economic development, that they're feeling left out. And we look at them and go, shut up. You get stuff all the time.
Having lived there most of my life, it's been about 10 years since I've been there, so I can't speak to what they have going on, but I'd rather it come here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, back to chamber. So you got to shift back to
right. Turning around in my chair.
No, let's stay SBDC for just 1 second. Moonshot is coming up, and we'd be remiss if we did not talk about that. Is Globe this month or next month?
Next month.
Next month, yes.
June. Well,
yes.
June. Well,
June. Okay. Yeah. June. It's not May yet.
All right. And Graham Greenlee is July.
July.
And it's the last one, right? It's the last in the series before the finals?
I think it's real close. I haven't looked at the tour stop yet, but we also have one more because we're in Gila County up in Payson as well. So
that's two separate ones?
Yes. So okay. We help support the one here, obviously, the one in Globe, the one in Payson. So we have a busy schedule ahead of us, but it's great. It's a great program.
For those that aren't aware, what is Moonshot and how do they take part?
Moonshot, you know, it gets compared to like a Shark Tank, where you go and you pitch your business. It's a pitch program where you have a few slide decks, you go over different aspects of your business, what it is, why you do it, some of your financials, hopefully why you're looking for some financial support too. And during the day here, you know, at our pitch and the others, you actually get three opportunities to do your pitch. So the first one, you can go 12 minutes
or longer,
as you know. And then the judges give you some amazing advice on how to break it down. What you said, what's important, what to focus on. You get to go and sit down and work on it. And then around lunchtime, pitch again, and they help you refine it just a little bit more. And then by the end of the day, you have 5 minutes and do your best. Even if you don't finish, it doesn't disqualify you. It just, you know, get there and get it done in 5 minutes. And then we have a first, second, and third place. And Eric did an amazing job this year to raise the values of the prizes. So...
Full disclosure, my wife was the Graham County winner last year, Roy yes. Cycle Treasures.
Yes.
She said flat out, the three pitches made the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because it helped her with her pitch, but because the judges are seeing all three pitches. So even though the 5 minute pitch doesn't include everything, it was the first 12 minute pitch
yeah.
that she said really made the difference.
Oh, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because they absorb that information. You know, they're not going to forget it just right. because you whittled something down.
Yeah. And, you know, the growth of the entrepreneur throughout the day is what is amazing for me to sit back and watch from that first pitch to the last. We've had some that have been, retired military veterans participated in one and got up there and just had stage fright. Push through it. And then by the end of the day, just the transformation was incredible. Mm-hmm. Couple that with the feedback that you get, the folks from Moonshot, we have judges from the Commerce Authority and CIC we just talked about. Mm-hmm. The feedback that they get from them is incredible. One of the folks from Moonshot, she actually pitched to Shark Tank back in the day. I think it was season two, mm-hmm. which is Kirsten. And she received funding. Interesting story, but she brings that experience to the Moonshot participants as well. Great program. I encourage anyone to do it. No cost.
Shocking. What shocked me is how many of the businesses that took part in Graham's, because I didn't see Payson or mm-hmm. Globe, although I should have, because that's where the two winners came from. was how many of them are successful and continuing to be successful?
Right.
Best Damn Jerky just got all his licensing, so he's moving forward. Space Snacks,
yes,
is just saw the
they're blowing
fundraiser.
It out of the water.
She's just
amazing.
So she's quiet, scary, smart.
Yeah, you
know, she kind of lays back like, oh, I'm just innocent and sweet. And
she's look done, at her. She's done a great job.
She really has. We've got even the one that I thought struggled at the pitch, and I can't remember her name, Blonde. She was pitching as a business coach. Has started a new business that's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So yeah, it's just amazing, and I think it's because of the input that comes from.
Agree.
But it's the experience.
Yes.
I was meeting with a client yesterday, and we were reviewing her business plan, and I suggested doing this because. Money off the table, the input is going to help her put her business plan in a whole other aspect and make her think of the unknown.
I know Alexa from Space Snacks and my wife have both said maybe the most beneficial is after everything's done,
right.
Because there's a whole year of classes and meetings and interaction, and she got to meet with people. She's talking with a patent attorney because of what happened after the pitch.
Right. Yeah, it opens some doors. That's
it, really,
especially
does.
For us out here in rural Arizona. Gives an opportunity.
Now, that said, that championship pitch, the finals, mm-hmm. Holy cow, there are some great businesses across the state.
There are.
I was shocked. Look, nothing personal, because they're your client. I did not think the winner should have been the winner. Teardrop Trailers is... that's what they make. What's the name of the business?
I believe it's
Pin Drop.
Pin Drop. Thank you. Excuse me.
Out of Miami. Yes. Globe area.
And I saw they just partnered with somebody. They're doing prizes.
Oh, I have not seen it.
And I think it's because of Moonshot that they've expanded their reach across the state. But the first guy that got up and talked about freeze drying food, working with local organic farmers, I'm like, how do you not pick him?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the judges didn't.
They didn't, no.
Because there were others that everyone that got up was just, it seemed like better than the next or the last. So if you win, you got competition.
Yeah, there's competition. And they added 4 more stops this year. I think last year we were at 10 or 11. This year they're at 15. So our winners from here, Globe and Payson, will compete against those other 11 or 12. But it's great. And if anybody listening wants to do it and they're like, I just don't want to walk into that, we have workshops leading up to it. So we have the information out on our social media. We'll be blasting it out on our constant contact email list. Come talk to us. It's a great program.
I still say worth it just for the after the pitch stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But as we said earlier, you're interacting with people and you're finding ways to partner. After Moonshot, Royce walked out with like 3 connections that she utilized.
Right. That's good.
One of which, Sunflower Environmental, has consulted with Royce on her warehouse and made sure everything was safe. If she had left it up to Dave, we might have gotten cited. I would have stacked things much higher, apparently. the benefits are intangible.
Right.
There's tangible benefits. There's money. Mm-hmm. But huge intangible benefits.
Right.
And that's the whole part of when you're starting your business is gaining all of that knowledge.
Yes.
And meeting all of the people that are going to help you grow, the right people. You know,
and it's selfishly, the Eastern Arizona College SBDC is the best. Yeah. I agree. I don't disagree. But we helped support and sponsor first and second place last year. So there's a lot on the line. So we're looking for that diamond in the rough out here in Graham and Greenlee up in Gila County. And let's do it again.
The fan favorite, they were smart.
Yes.
They
well played.
Really, really well. I have a feeling they went up and said, holy cow, we can't compete against these others. Because, I mean, others were talking about expanding and hiring and new buildings, etc. Pin Drop was one of them. Successful already and just said, look, we need to go to the next step. So they went all in on, hey, we're going to be the fan favorite.
Yeah, let's have a good time.
Yeah.
And they pulled it off. And
bring your cowbell.
It worked.
It really, and he walked away with what, $5,000?
$5,000.
Nothing wrong with that. So,
and a couple days in, well, last year it was Flagstaff. This year it's Cottonwood.
Cottonwood.
Yeah. I hear it's a little cooler there, maybe that time of year.
I hope.
We'll see.
The campus, where we were at in Flagstaff was beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if Cottonwood is half as good as that, take advantage.
It'll be good. We'll be pushing more information out, so look for it.
So SBDC's Facebook page is probably the easiest way to funnel you where you need to go, correct?
Yes.
So just do that. SBDC at EAC or EAC SBDC?
EAC.edu/SBDC.
There you go. All right. We got to take a break. We really will talk about chamber stuff when we come back, I promise. 428-9494. More right after this. Ooh. Welcome back to Voice of the Valley in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm Dave Bell, Eric Bejarano, Tori Cranford. They are here with Graham County Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
They sit on the board. And it is Spring Festival this weekend, and it starts today.
5 o'clock.
It's a big day.
Leading off with Gila Idol winner for this year, Kamaya Nelson doing the national anthem, correct?
I believe so. She is incredible. I missed the finals. I was out of town for something and missed it last night.
We had a Dream Builder graduation in Globe.
That's what it was. She's incredible.
She is.
Wow.
She does not sing like a teenage young woman. I mean, she sounds like a grown woman.
Vance makes fun of me. So her winning song is a Billie Eilish song. She sang it. And I don't know Billie Eilish. It's just not my thing. And I heard it, and I was so blown away by it. I'm like, wow, that was really great. And then I eventually heard the original, and I'm like, Kamaya's is better.
Wow.
And Vance looked at me and goes, it won an Oscar, you dork. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. Kamaya's, I thought, was better.
We have incredible local talent.
We really do. Mm-hmm. So what can people expect today?
Well, so at 5 o'clock, after she sings the national anthem, we actually have a ribbon cutting for a brand new stage that was sponsored by the United Way of Graham and Greenlee Counties. So it's the United Way Graham and Greenlee Counties Community Stage. So this is a bigger stage than we've had in the past.
It is an incredible stage.
I haven't seen it yet.
Stopped by yesterday. It is amazing.
Yeah. So that's going to be exciting. And then at 5 o'clock, some activities open too. So, you know, I've seen some posts on social media if this is family friendly or kid friendly. And it really is. So there's flower planting that is being sponsored by Olson's Greenhouse, rock painting, hula hoops, and instrument petting zoo.
By
the Matheson Music Foundation
sounds,
is presenting it.
Sounds incredible.
It sounds very Brianna Morris is what it sounds. Let's just be honest.
Matheson Music Foundation.
Yep, there it is.
Photo booth sponsored by Valley Telecom. A chamber members giveaway drawing sign up sponsored by Man Mortgage. There's a Safford Historic Walk. There's an art gallery, and I believe I saw an article, the Safford Historic Walk is Dan Best is going to be taking everybody on a journey.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. Down Main Street, I believe.
Yes. So, I mean, very family friendly.
There's a lot of history. There's a lot of secret history down Main Street that people, I recommend these walks because you're going to learn stuff. There's some hidden tunnels around Main Street.
Interesting.
There may be a ghost or two.
Yeah, could happen.
There definitely is a speakeasy somewhere on Main Street. It's not in operation right now, but it was at one point.
And the murals. Every time I go down there, I seem to see a new one that I did not realize was there.
And the biggest one that Brant's been working on for just 2 weeks
it's come along nicely.
Ginormous.
Yes. Yep.
And, you know, to go see that. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's looking great.
So,
and there's one reason why we can do this all as the sponsors, right?
The sponsors.
Yeah, the copper sponsors.
So go on ahead, Eric.
Sure. United Way of Graham and Greenlee Counties. Appreciate them. Nature Suite, of course, we appreciate them. City of Safford and Kemptons. Couldn't happen without them.
Yeah, it's time to just acknowledge that Kip and Kyle are maybe our two greatest secret weapons in town. They do way more than people realize.
And to see what these businesses do, you don't realize the money they spend to make it all possible for this community.
Right.
The time they spend. And they don't want the acknowledgement, like we were saying earlier, when it comes to the sponsor dinner.
They weren't there. They just wanted to give the money.
Right.
You know, a lot of angel sponsors who just want to help the community, bring good things, and stay out of the limelight. So we can't do it without them.
And we have food. We have a food court. Last night, the sponsor dinner was catered by Big Tex. Right?
Oh, that was so good.
It's incredible.
It was an amazing meal.
It was.
And we actually have more food vendors this year our food trucks have expanded in the Gila Valley, and so you're going to see quite a bit of food vendors, you know, where you usually see Big Tex and Isabel's parked. But I believe over in the parking lot across the street, too, there's going to be another food court and the food setup area. There, right?
Next to the old Stockman's Bank?
Yes.
Got it.
And I believe there's about 85 different vendors, or 85 plus.
Some of which were mentioned earlier.
Yes. So I don't think there's going to be a lack of anything for entertainment. Of course, you know, we've got Zaylee Windsor and our closing band from last year that everybody ended up having a dance party on the lawn to the JJ's.
Yeah, JJ's party band.
Yeah, they're coming back.
Now, last year I missed that band because I was at the Gila Valley Film Festival because it was the finals, you know, the awards, so I wanted to be there for that. But we didn't miss it because it was at the Safford Theater, which is open air, and we could hear JJ's.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So we got to enjoy it, just not in immediate proximity.
Right.
And that's the most I've ever seen everybody get out on the lawn and start dancing. So everybody was having a good time last year.
I was having a good time, but I was not dancing.
I will not be dancing this year.
No?
No, there will not be any scooter shuffle for me.
Well. One can hope.
Saturday, you know, well, the beer garden will be opening at 5 on Friday, and will last call is at 9:30. Just a reminder, last call is at 9:30. And then Saturday, it all kicks off again at 8 in the morning. At 10 o'clock, we have a Gila cheer performance, and I always love to see what the girls do. And they bring a crowd.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. And again, you know, the flower planting, rock painting, hula hoop, those activities will be going on throughout the day.
There's a paint and sip, isn't there?
Yeah, in Nana's Kitchen, which what used to be
Red Oven.
Red Oven Pizza.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I believe, and that's Terracotta Designs.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought. Well, you know, I mean, heck, there's wine. Why not paint at the same time?
Seems
you'll think
together.
It looks good, right?
Bring your empty wine bottle and decorate it.
I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's she's got a paint and take, and then I think she's got an activity where she's got some bottles or something. I think is what I saw.
Okay. Yeah, that's Tabitha that does that. So always a good time.
And one of the great things about, you know, our Spring Fest event too, we at the SPDC we get lucky. We get to work with a lot of great home based businesses. And so if you're not a brick and mortar, you think you can't have a ribbon cutting. The chamber takes the opportunity to bring these home-based businesses that are doing a lot in our community and acknowledge them. And so there will be a ribbon cutting for a few local businesses on the stage. Let's see, at about 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, good.
So,
because I have to duck out for a little bit on Saturday because it's also Dump the Drugs Day.
Yes.
So I want to make sure I get, you know, get these people promoted too.
And and this is great because, you know, like I said recently at a Dream Builder graduation is you know, when I was a home-based business, you kind of feel small. You're really not. You're doing big things. And so this is great that they're getting to be acknowledged with a ribbon cutting to show how important what they're doing is.
I think anybody that has enjoyed Springfest over the years needs to acknowledge Sonoyta Vineyards. I think they've been a part of it every year.
They always bring fun to
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So big thanks to them because they jumped in when it was a unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sonoyta's been there and really needs to be credited for that. And they talk Safford up when they go around to other places. So,
they help bring more. And I would be remiss if I did not mention this amazing VIP lounge that Kay at the Chamber and the United Way of Graham and Greenlee put together. So there is a VIP lounge for our higher level sponsors. And throughout the day, she's, you know, gotten some prizes sponsored to give to those people who make these events happen. And it's being decorated by Jars and Lace.
Oh, we love Stacia.
Catering at Fancy Pizzeria. There will be chair massages from Kachina Mineral Spa, wine glass jewelry from Your Inner Glow, and this amazing charcuterie board that's engraved with the Safford Springfest logo from Bampa's Workshop.
Kay kind of let out that anybody could actually take part in the VIP, but you got to pay $250. She kind of said that one under her breath last night.
Can I say thanks to the volunteers real quick? They're out there right now getting set up. Tomorrow night after 10, we'll be out there again taking it all down and getting ready for the next one. So mark your calendar, April 25th and 26th of 25, Springfest again. We can always use the help.
Eric Bejarano, Tori Cranford, thank you both so much. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening as well. I appreciate it every single day. I'm out of here now, but I'll be back on Monday. Till then, have a great weekend.